Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
We broadcast live.
Open Holmgren with the hammer. Gilgeous Alexander for three. Caruso from Hartenstein knocks it down. The NBA Finals are tied at one game apiece.
You can't just throw the first punch. You got to try to throw all the punches all night. And yeah, that's what we did. We threw enough punches tonight to get a double.
That was ESPN and SGA's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we go again to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we find one of the deans of sports journalism in Oklahoma, Barry Trammell, the columnist for the Tulsa World. Barry, thanks for joining us.
You bet. How's things in Chicago?
It's nice. It's getting better every day.
It might actually be warm today, Barry. We might make it to 80. Haven't even gotten there yet.
Well, summer arrived yesterday. It's about 90 degrees, 90% humidity, but the thunder warmed up, so nobody seemed to care.
I think, Barry, my first question after watching the game last night is, why did Oklahoma City ever go away from the double big lineup against the Pacers to begin with?
Well, I think they were just a little bit concerned about chasing the Indiana shooters. You know, Indiana really doesn't have anybody that stays in the paint or close to it much. Turner goes outside. Bryant goes outside. Of course, Siakam, Toppin. Now, I think they were scared to get, you know, make Isaiah Hartenstein chase guys around the floor. Already worried about Chet Holmgren getting too far from the basket and negating his shot blocking. But they're really good together, and you saw some of the offense even together, you know, the way that Hartenstein can pass to Holmgren and those kinds of things. So, we didn't see it game one. We saw it some in game two. I'm sure we'll see it more going forward.
So, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a lot of people are saying this is his coming out party. It looks like it so far. He's got more points in his first two finals game than anybody else ever. That's 72 points in two games, 71 from Allen Iverson back when they played the Lakers in 2001, and then Michael Jordan, his first two games, he only scored 69 points. I say only, but you get the idea, Barry. Just how good is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and is he maybe still on the underrated tab?
I think he's a little bit underrated, silly to say when he's MVP, but I mean, like even here in Oklahoma, we would say he hadn't played that great in his first two games. Well, he's got 72 points, and he's shooting 49% from the field as a guard. I mean, that's just phenomenal basketball. And yet he hasn't been what we come to see as his expected level of performance. So he's really good. He's even killed. He doesn't go crazy. People, you know, don't mention him as the face of the NBA because he doesn't make the highlight reels. But you've seen particularly last night, he can score at every level. The mid-range is lethal. He can get to the basket. He solid from three-point. He's just impossible to guard. Rick Carlisle said something interesting after the game. He said, listen, we're going back to Indiana. Mark him down for 34. He's going to score 34 in Indiana. We got to worry about everything else. We can't do anything about SGA.
Well, I think that's how you have to approach it, right? When it's the greats of the league, you know they're going to get theirs. It's just a matter of what happens around that. And that was why I know that the Pacers had won the first game of all of their playoff series, Barry. But when the Thunder were up by, what, was it 19-20 in the last game? Not the most recent one, but in game one, I still thought to myself, there's no way. And then what happens? Tyrese Haliburton did what he did. And I still look at it as, that was the Thunder letting that occur, knowing that that could be an outcome, not necessarily the Pacers taking it over.
Yeah, I mean, the Thunder didn't play well in game one. I have to give credit to Indiana. They don't quit. They didn't quit last night. I mean, the Thunder had them on the edge of the cliff two or three times. Just push them over, and that's going to be the game. But then what we saw was Indiana claws back to 13 and gets everybody scared, and the whole, you know, everybody's nervous. But then Thunder push it back to 19, but the Pacers aren't going to go away. They believe in themselves. They can score, and they've got a really good thing going. It's just they're running into a phenomenal team. You know, the Thunder's an historic team, 68 wins, historic defense. This is a team that's done everything except win the championship. So Pacers have their hands full, but to me, they have not they've not let go of the rope in either game. And when you don't do that, you always have a chance to win.
Let's talk about Tyrese Haliburton, because obviously he has been the biggest star of this postseason by virtue of the clutch buckets that he's made from the first round on. And I know people are saying it's just a matter of time before OKC wins a series. But going back to last night, it was interesting to me, Barry, how he was only 2 of 7 from the field through three quarters. He had only 4 assists compared to 3 turnovers through three quarters. And then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, you look up and he's hitting 5 of 6 shots. He got a couple more assists. Now, he did turn the ball over 2 more times, so the assist to turnover ratio isn't where it has been. At the end of the game, they said it was Lu Dort. That's the reason why. But I would argue he didn't even assert himself as he has done early enough in series. Richard Jefferson made the point on the broadcast. What do you think about Tyrese Haliburton, the way he played in game two versus the way he played in game one, where again, he probably didn't assert himself that much when you think about it. Same commentator, Richard Jefferson, said he looks like he's going to have a triple single tonight.
Yeah, well, a couple things going on here. First of all, Lu Dort will take the will out of a lot of people. I mean, it's a lot easier for Haliburton and the Pacers, frankly, to flip the ball over to Nembhard and say, you run the show for a while. And he's really played well and taken it upon himself. Dort does that to a lot of people. But, and people in your part of the country will know a lot more about this than I do, but it looks like Haliburton is sort of occasionally been this way. Even earlier in the playoffs, people said he goes hidden, he goes AWOL for a little bit, and then always comes back at the end. But he's a guy that, for whatever reason, doesn't, you know, he's not all out in terms of offensive aggression, in terms of immersing himself into force with the offense. So I don't know what if Indiana's okay with that. I don't know what Rick Carlisle believes on that, but this is not the first time we've seen Haliburton do this. His clutch ability these playoffs have sort of masqueraded that, but clearly Indiana needs him to be much more forceful. It's just so difficult because it's not just Lu Dort. Thunder, the best thing about this Thunder team is the defensive depth that they have. If if Lu Dort gets in foul trouble, he got in a little bit last night, or if he needs to take a rest, they've got a Cason Wallace to get in and do very similar things. Jalen Williams generally is needed on Siakam in this series, But he's capable of guarding point guards. Alex Caruso can guard about anybody. You know, he's guarded everybody on the court this year, including Jokic. So it's an unbelievably deep defensive team, and that, you know, it's got to be wearing on Tyrese Halliburton. But clearly, he's got to play better early in the game for Indiana to mount a charge.
We are talking to Barry Trammell, the columnist of the Tulsa World, longtime Oklahoma media member. And I also have to ask you, I was going to ask anyway, but our producer, Barry, Robbie Triano, is obsessed with the Alex Caruso, Josh Giddey trade. I am not as obsessed because I see performances like what Caruso did yesterday, where he's confident enough to where he's dialing up from three with ease. What has he meant to this Thunder team to get them in this position?
Well, from the Thunder standpoint, it was a dang near perfect trade, right? I mean, Giddey, you guys in Chicago know Giddey's unbelievably talented. He's fun. He does all kinds of stuff. But he was pretty superfluous to the Thunder. Giddey's best with the ball in his hands. And guess what the Thunder doesn't want to do? It doesn't want to take the ball out of SGA's hands. So Giddey also not a great defender. Sort of got in the way of this string of great defenders that they like to trot out there. Chicago needed a ball handler, an instigator, a quarterback, a point guard. To me, it seemed like a really good trade for both teams. It turned out to be a good trade for both teams from where I'm sitting. A guy like Caruso is more valuable on a great team or a contending team, I think. He talked last night about, you know, he sort of plays a maniacal form of basketball, which is true, and it's the kind of place where he doesn't do that in the regular season because you can't, you know, play like that 82 games a night. I mean, 82 games a year. So, but the Thunder's glad to have him, sits him out, you know, every third game. If he gets injured, they don't rush him back. Knock yourself out, rest up, Caruso, we're going to unleash you in the playoffs. And that's what they did. And he's a guy that when you get him into the playoffs, he's unbelievably invaluable because, like I said, game seven, they put him on Jokic. He's guarding, the best player often on the other team when it's not Lou Dort. He's really good on offense. We saw it, 20 points last night. So it's a perfect trade. Now, people always say, you know, the Chicago probably could have got a first-round draft pick out of Sam Presti for two reasons. One, he's got so many, what's he going to do with all of them? And number two, everybody in the league knew, and which means Sam Presti knew it more than anybody else, what Alex Caruso would mean to this team's title chances. He wasn't going to let that deal go over a future first-round draft pick. Maybe that's true. I don't know. But it looks like a good trade for both teams from where I'm sitting. But I will say it's been a great trade for the Thunder.
It's that first round pick part. That's the one that gets us. And yes, at one point I am also asking to myself, what is Sam Presti going to do with all those assets? But then again, he's turned Paul George into this. So, you know, I don't know the answer, but I bet he has a plan.
Yeah, you know, that Paul George trade, I looked it up the other day. You know, if people don't remember, he got five first round draft picks plus SGA and Danilo Gallinari for Paul George. Just Gilgeous Alexander for George was going to be a trade of the century. But the one of those first round draft picks was became a number 12 from the Clippers that was used to get Jalen Williams. So, you know, he's an all-star, third-team All-NBA this year. In the last 3 years, Jalen Williams has scored more points than Paul George. That's how long Jalen Williams has been in the NBA. Just Jalen Williams for Paul George was a great trade for the Thunder. Forget the Gilgeous Alexander part of it. And he's all he is a 26-year-old MVP.
It might be an all-timer. Before we let you go, Barry, we were curious to see your thoughts on this whole college football mess that's happening right now. I call it a mess. It's not a mess. It's how we all saw it going eventually, where there might be a 5+11 formula for an expanded playoff. What are your thoughts on where college football is with their playoff situation?
Well, I'm actually doing a whistle stop campaign on this very subject. Anybody who wants to talk to me, I have one thing to say. Everybody's worked up about the format. Everybody's worked up about the model we're going to use. 5+11, 4-4, 2-2-1, whatever, 12-14-16. All the problems were created by a committee that really didn't know what it was doing last year. I mean, the committee just threw strength of schedule completely out the window and went almost solely by the record. If they would have done their better job, we wouldn't be so in such turmoil over all this. And it wasn't really conference-based. I think they overrated Penn State. I think they overrated Texas. These are two teams that played very weak non-conference schedules, and yet they were elevated. Everybody's upset Ohio State, Tennessee in the first round. That's because they underrated Ohio State. They had Ohio State ranked below Penn State only because Ohio State didn't play, because Penn State didn't play Oregon in the regular season. They play in the Big Ten title game, and the committee says they just make up policy. We're not going to count championship game losses. We're not going to hold it against SMU that when they finally played somebody, they lost in the ACC title game. When Penn State's Big Ten Big Ten schedule stiffened up in the Big Ten title game, we're not going to count that game. So if the committee had just done a better job, we'd all be getting along a lot better. So I'd change the committee before I'd change all these models of the college football playoff.
Fair enough. The sage Barry Trammell, we've got to get you on to talk more college football because I know you do. I used to cover Oklahoma when you did, so I appreciate the thoughts and the knowledge and the perspective. And that is a hell of a bookshelf behind you, by the way. Barry's on Twitch if you haven't seen. twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. I love the bookshelf and all the sports books you have.
I appreciate it. I've read a good many of them, but it's harder and harder to read books. The societal pressures get us all, even when you're an old guy like me.
All right. Thanks so much, Barry. We appreciate you stopping by.
The knowledge. See you guys. Thanks, Barry. The knowledge and perspective of Barry Trammell knows no bounds. And Robbie, he also proved exactly what I thought about that Josh Giddey trade.
Yep, that the Bulls wanted, exactly.
Nope, that's not it.
And the other part, knowing that they knew how important Alex Caruso was, that they would probably have given up more for him.
Squeeze him.
All right, the Bulls won. My mind. Yep, I'm not changing.
You love Barry.
Do love Barry. So Barry used to come on the radio show I used to work at SiriusXM all the time. That Southern drawl, it's just beautiful.
I also love we have a drop of him saying campaign does not amuse me or something like that.
Wow.
It's an all-time. Dan liked Barry too. So Barry had been on the midday show quite a few times. And I obviously knew who he was because I covered Oklahoma football. And I think OU may have been part of the problem in this past season when it came to the selection committee in the playoffs.
Hmm. But interesting how that works.
That's just my two cents. Coming up next, it is halftime, and I'm asking you, as a society, sometimes the greatest still want to have their privacy. And one man has been able to do so. And then when he came outside, y'all threw him under the bus.
Wow. Okay. I'm just here to update you on the chicken wars because it's a real thing, the chicken wars, and planting my flag. And maybe Layla and I were going to start a chicken stand or something because that's where the money's to be had.
Yeah, we can all benefit from those. That's next.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.